And another Women's Day rolls in on this particular August 9th, paying close attention to what happened in 1956, which I think gets lost in all of the pink, pretty, defiant, excitable rhetoric, or even the bumpers of every mother. And so what actually happened on this day in 1956 was that the Women's Charter that had been put into place by the Federation of Women of South Africa was taken to the union buildings, and what was handed over by those 20,000 women wasn't just a memorandum asking not to have to carry a pass, and it wasn't just about, you know, the votes. Yes, it was around racist pass laws of the day, but they were also reminding us, to Chantal's point a little earlier, and reminding the union buildings and the leadership of South Africa about the freedom of association and the freedom of movement that we are entitled to. And inherent in that freedom of movement and association is, of course, the need for the freedom of movement and association in safe spaces, which means not just for women to pay attention to Women's Day, but for men to pay attention to Women's Day as well, because that's how we keep our spaces inherently safe. I don't think it requires more mention where what has now been, I think, subsumed into a political issue, gender-based violence, but it's essentially male violence. It's not lost on us by statistic where that violence comes from. And there's no point in raising it once a year on the 9th of August or during 16 days of activism or whenever the spotlight is supposed to be on women, when in fact the spotlight needs to be on the perpetrators. Predominantly men. Which is why we had that conversation earlier on with Nkosinathi Mashwana from Prime Stars about what about the boys. And it is also why not being ahistorical about what happened on this day in Pretoria is so critical. It's not one, hey, Mbokoto lead, yes, girl, day. Women's Day was an inclusive day in which a large part of the Women's Charter from FEDSAW included the inclusion of equal pay for equal work, equality of employment. It called specifically for the enfranchisement of men and women of all races. It wanted maternity leave, paid maternity leave, childcare for working mothers, and of course free compulsory education for all South African children. And it's when we summarize and prettify and turn into a really clear South African social issue like violence perpetrated against women by men into a slogan like GBV, or a very clear social ill like the exclusion of women from the workplace, and summarize it as, you know, working moms, that we forget what today's purpose is all about. It's not thanks for being so strong and we look up to you. It's how do I move the very specifically placed areas lacking in safety or systemic obstructions to your economic, social, and national freedoms of association of movement, as was demanded on this day in 1956. That's when we miss that point, when we turn to slogans and prettifying. And I feel very strongly about that.